You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Shoulder pump fake. End zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Devontae Smith took it away from Evan Williams.
Joe Buck with the call, ESPN, Monday Night Football. Devontae Smith, touchdown pass from Jalen Hurts. Put the Eagles up 10-0 in the fourth quarter over the Packers. Green Bay scored a touchdown late as they cut it to 10-7. A futile attempt at that, Josh Jacobs with the TD 64-yard field goal to possibly tie the game. Missed badly.
I mean,
it was
Bob in Green Bay with the weather. That ball ain't traveling.
It looked like he kicked a cinder block for sure, and McManus has been banged up this year. Pardon me, hadn't been all that successful when he has attempted two kicks at field goal. But for Philadelphia, they eke out a win on the road. And style points are nice, and it makes you feel warm and fuzzy if you're doing your prop bets and your daily fantasy, if your guys can achieve success. By the way, A.J. Brown was back last night. He had three targets because there was no offense. It was a scoreless first half. But the key here is that Green Bay now 5-3-1. They've lost two in a row at home. In both games, they've scored pretty much nothing offensively. Jordan Love last night, 20 of 36 for 176 yards. Quarterback rating of, 68. Where's the offense for the Packers? Now, they got a lot of back. Tucker Kraft's hurt, the tight end who was having a Pro Bowl season. Dobbs has been banged up. Watson's always kind of hurt. You know what I mean? They've had some injuries at wide receiver. But that being said, I mean, this looks like a team that could be Super Bowl contenders. Right now, they look like nothing but pretenders.
Yeah,
in the NFC North. I mean, I'd even take the Bears over them now.
And, Bob, you're talking about a team that lost to Cleveland and Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's...
And scored nothing in the process.
Right. And especially the Carolina one at home. So, yeah, they're having some offensive, big-time offensive struggles. And you got a quarterback you're paying $50 million to that it shouldn't be. And you got a running back that's a stud. You know, and your defense is... spectacular. And now
they're hanging in there.
Yeah. And now they don't have draft picks.
But for Philadelphia, a win on the road, you'll take it.
Absolutely.
Their offensive problems have been documented as well. Brown was back after missing a couple of weeks and cryptic, social media posts about trying to get out of there, whatever the case may be. But Saquon Barkley looked like he had a pulse a little bit last night, too.
Yeah, and Bob, you know what he needs? He needs some holes, you know? He needs spaces to run. Look at when he caught that pass on the outside, what he did. So, I mean, that's the issue. I'll bet you if you talk to them, their offensive line is their biggest headache right now.
Man, Barkley, you know, only averaged, what, 2.9 per carry, but that pass set up a pretty significant part of the
change. And then Lane Johnson went out hurt, Pro Bowl right tackle. And, you know, I mean, they're getting older in the offensive line, too, and they had to replace, what, did they replace both guards? I can't remember if they replaced both guards, but, yeah, they've got some issues in that old line.
Now, unlike Green Bay, who's in a tough division, competitive division, Philadelphia's in a bad division right now. They're the only team above 500. They're the only team with a positive point differential. The Giants just fired their coach. Washington's lost awful. Five in a row. They're bad. Quarterback's hurt. McLaurin got paid. Now he's been banged up. Dallas's defense is terrible. They've lost two in a row. I mean, Philadelphia, if they could put it in cruise control, and they're going to win this thing by multiple games.
Well, the thing with them is, Bob, is they'll be going for that number one seed. That's the issue that they're going to have. Otherwise, for the division, they may clinch that with them over a month to go.
Yeah, three of their next four games, however, are against good teams. And then sprint, we got Detroit. Then they're at Dallas, divisional game. Then they host the Bears. And then you got the Chargers out in L.A. And it'll probably be more Eagles fans at that game than Chargers.
No doubt.
NFL Lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Joe Burrow's back. Vinny thinks he's got a steel plate in his foot.
Oh, Bob, you watch, like, when he follows through on that throw, he's not even bending that toe, you know, or his shoe. He's kind of turning it to the side. If you watch it, yeah, he's got a ways to go yet.
Now, we just talked about the NFC North and how competitive that is. Joe Burrow was asked about the state of the AFC North.
Yeah, you know, our division is wide open. There's I think Pittsburgh's 5-4 at this point. We play them this week. So, you know, everything is still there in front of us. Very rare that our division looks like this, but it does this year. And so, you know, I think we'll be at least in it until the end.
I mean, they still see the Ravens twice. You can make up some ground there. You beat the Steelers this week.
Yeah. I mean, if they lose, the Steelers are pretty much done. You know, I mean, Bob, you know, with their defense, they just... They have, and especially with Joe Flacco, they have to do things so perfectly on offense. You know, they can't make mistakes on offense because the defense is going to give up a ton of points. And if you're playing a team that can run the ball, that, you know, has 38 to 40 minutes of time of possession, how are you going to score enough points because you don't have enough opportunity?
They have played 9 games. They've given up 300 points. They have a minus 84 point differential. They've scored. Ravens lead the division in points scored. They're second. But their defense is so bad. I mean, they've literally scored 40 points and lost.
Yeah.
And high 30s and lost. They can't stop a nosebleed right now. They'll make Pittsburgh look like the 79 Steelers.
Well, yeah. I mean... Yeah, they're like Dallas's defense, Bob. They're get right, you know. I mean, and I wouldn't. Aaron Rodgers could throw for 250 in this one.
So the Bengals get Joe Burrow back, but you know, offense isn't the problem. Even though he'll take care of the ball better than old Joe Flacco has been at times this season. When we come back, well, it's the Feeble Five. Are the Bengals part of this one? You don't want to be part of the Feeble Five. Who are they? They're the 5 worst teams in the National Football League 10 weeks in. And then at the bottom of the hour, Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. Talk college hoops, which has started, and college football, which is winding down as he's got lists, he's got brackets, he's got all sorts of things, and he'll share his thoughts on both coming up later in the hour.
After Vinny and Haney, it's Inside Access.
So Rashad Bateman's out for the foreseeable future, and he wasn't really doing anything anyway. Are we going to see Lamar force feed the tight ends from here on out? And it's not all bad news at College Park. Sasso Sarofsky, head coach of the number one ranked men's soccer team at the University of Maryland, will join us at 3.
Next on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Jones-Beller Hyundai Black Friday savings starts now. And you can save with low 0% 60-month financing on Tucson's and Santa Fe's and make no payments until 2026. And this is going to save you thousands. Make sure you ask for Kevin Brammer, the sales director at Hyundai. You're going to have a great experience. Kevin's going to give you a phenomenal experience, and you're going to get a great deal. Also, check out the new Palisade and give it a test drive. Jones, they make it real easy with banks on site for you to get instant credit approval. Now, Kevin Brammer is going to get you top dollar on your trade, $500 more than CarMax. So go visit JonesJunction.com and check what car truck is right for you. You'll find one. Every vehicle, every new vehicle comes with Jones for a lifetime, which includes free oil changes, free car washes, engine guaranteed for a lifetime with over 1 million likes and reviews. You too, you can be and you will be a satisfied customer at the Bel Air Hyundai store, part of Jones Junction, and it's only 15 minutes from the White Marsh Mall. So pop up and see Kevin and get you a Jones Junction tag frame just like me, my wife, Vincent, Charlie, and Rachel.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
10 weeks into the NFL season of 2025. Hard to believe, but it's a fact. Thanksgiving's in a little more than 2 weeks. There you go. Christmas trees will be up in 3 weeks. We're talking about the good and the bad. Earlier today, Vinny gave you his dirty dozen, the 12 best teams in the NFL, led by the LA Rams. Now we talk about the opposite end of the spectrum, the 5 worst teams. Without further ado, the Feeble Five.
All right, let's go back and look at last week. Number 1, Tennessee. I don't think they're going anywhere. 2 is the Jets. 3, New Orleans. 4, Miami. And 5, Washington. How about 3 of the 5 won last week? How about that? So, coming in at number 5, 2-7, Cleveland Browns.
You suck!
They lost at the Jets in only fashion that they could. Punt return and a kick return. They lost 27-20, and they're hosting the Ravens. And the Browns, I mean, offense, they got a great defense in their offense. I mean, when do they, the defense, just get so frustrated that they just say, hell with this?
I mean, when does Shador get his opportunity? I mean, would you put him out there knowing that...
That offensive line is bad, Bob. You know, that's a thing. And at least Gabriel can move around a little bit, you know, and boot and do those things. I mean, eventually you got to give him a chance. You got to give him an opportunity to see what he can do. But I don't think Stefanski's going to be the guy calling the shots at the end of the day. You know, I mean, I think he's going to be gone too. Coming in,
Jimmy and D. Haslam are going to make a decision?
I think they will.
Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, and seems like all he does is coach losing teams.
Yeah, has great defenses.
Yeah.
Coming in at four, kind of like Billick. Coming in at four, 2-7 Las Vegas.
You suck.
They lost at Denver 10-7. They're hosting Dallas on Monday night. How about that for a Monday night game? Vegas, you know, I mean, this is transition year for Pete. Pete's got to get the guys that he wants that'll compete with him for him. You know, he's got a great tight end, Bowers, you know. Got Crosby, you know.
Genty
will be better next year, yeah. So they've got some talent. They got to find a quarterback, what they got to do. They got to find a quarterback. Coming in at 3-7 Washington.
You suck.
I think they're going to suck even more. You know, they're old, especially on defense. Quinn's going to take over the defense now.
Saw that.
Which I don't think it really matters. You know, and without Jaden Daniels, they're nothing.
No running game.
And they're at Miami, who's a hot team. I imagine they'll end up being 3-8 coming home. Coming in at 2, you know, the next two teams both are looking for coaches. The New York Giants, 2-8.
You suck!
Now, they lost at Chicago 24-20, and they're hosting Green Bay, who needs to get right. I mean, the Giants have a lot of talent on defense, Bob. I mean, they got a great D lineman. They got three pass rushers. You know, their O-line stinks. You know, they got a promising quarterback and Scadabo and, you know, Neighbors and stuff. So, they've got chance. I mean, in New York, I think it's you got a quarterback, so it's a decent job.
If Kopka, and who knows with Dart with the concussion protocol, I mean,
I'm guessing he's out.
Scadabu's out, but Kopka was a guy that was interviewing for jobs last year. I mean, does he do enough? Maybe, because Joe Shane's sticking around. They're not getting rid of him, the GM. Could he do enough maybe to earn the full time position, or would they be better off just going somewhere else?
Bob, they'd have to, go?
I mean, Leak Neighbors got hurt early. Yeah. I mean, they've had a ton of injuries.
No doubt. I think it's going to be a pretty good job to go after. So I think they'll have some good candidates. And then coming in at number one, Tennessee, 1-8. They were on bye. Yeah, they do. And they're hosting Houston. And Houston, off that big win.
Yeah.
You know, Tennessee's got to come in. I mean, Adams, they get the crap beat on them. Quarterback gets sacked. Offense isn't good. Defense gave up one of their best rushers, you know, pass rushers, to the Ravens, Jones. So I don't see this being I guess because you got a quarterback, you got a chance. Otherwise, you got a lot of rebuilding to do.
Needs receivers. Is Pollard the guy at running back? Oof. I mean, they've got a lot of problemos there in Tennessee. Yeah.
So, in summary, Tennessee 1, Giants 2, Washington 3, Vegas 4, Cleveland 5.
Vinny brought up a couple of the games. Your full schedule for week 11 of the National Football League season of 2025. You got New England hosting the Jets Thursday night. The Belichick Bowl. New England 11.5-point favorites. Ravens 8.5-point favorites at Cleveland. You mentioned the Commanders at the Dolphins. Miami 2.5-point favorites in that one. Carolina at the Falcons.
Ooh.
Atlanta 3.5-point favorites. Tampa Bay's at Buffalo. Bills 5.5-point favorites in that one. They lay the egg at Miami. Houston at Tennessee, as Vinny mentioned. Houston 7.5 points there. Bears at Vikings. Divisional game, Minnesota.
Big one there.
3.5. Yeah. Green Bay at the Giants. Speaking of them, 7.5 pack. Cincinnati's at Pittsburgh. Steelers 4.5-point favorites in this game.
Wow.
Over-under is 48.5, it looks like. Chargers at Jacksonville, okay.
The only thing, Bob, about that game, if I'm Chase and Higgins and those guys, Notre Dame's playing Pitt Saturday afternoon. And then the same field, same grass, everything. The next, that field is going to be beat to crap.
Yeah, I don't. That was an interesting schedule.
Yeah.
Scheduling maker there. Chargers at Jacksonville. Chargers 2.5-point favorites on the road. Seattle's at the Rams. Big game there. L.A. coming up at 2 or 2.5-point favorites. All these games 4 o'clock or later. 49ers at Cardinals. San Francisco 2.5-point favorites on the road. Looks like Kyler Murray might be done in Arizona.
Agree.
But Jacoby Brissett's not the guy. The irony is Marvin Harrison Jr. scoring a touchdown a week for them. And they got Kyler. McBride's a good tight end. I mean, Connor's hurt, but Kansas City at Denver. Kansas City laying 3.5 on the road. Mm. Coming off a bye against the Broncos, who have won, what, 7 in a row? Undefeated at home.
Yeah.
Hey, you little bulletin board material, slap. Sunday night, Detroit at Philly. Philadelphia 1.5-point favorites over the Lions. And as Vinny said, Cowboys at Raiders. This has been a great game in 1977. But it's 2025, maybe not so much. Dallas minus 3.5. Buys this week. Colts and Saints. Indy playing over in Berlin the other day.
Yeah. To me, we got two fabulous games, for sure.
We'll come back, talk college football and basketball. Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Nice doubleheader at college hoops on the men's side nationally tonight. We'll talk about that. Maryland taking on Alcorn State and hear the game. 7 o'clock tip off, and then the college football playoffs creeping closer. Lots of coaches losing jobs. What's the most attractive of the? There's a lot of big schools looking for openings there. And where's James Franklin fit in? Talk to Jerry about.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At that next. Talk a little college hoops and football with our next guest from palmbrackets.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jerry Palm. Jerry, how are you feeling today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing all right. And before we get to the football landscape, all these openings out there, and who knows, maybe one in Maryland when it's all said and done. Starts college basketball, and in particular, BYU. Now, the days of, you know, Danny Ainge and, you know, Greg Kite are long gone, but now here they are on the top 10, and this A.J. DeBonta kid, maybe the top freshman in the country. Why is BYU kind of looking like one of the formidable teams? And they've had some good years. Mark Pope, now at Kentucky, he has some good teams, but why this year for the Cougars? Could we be looking at maybe the best team in program history?
Yeah, well, A.J. DeBonta has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
You get a guy that really could be playing in the NBA now. They allowed it. That's a tremendous talent. And, you know, the thing is, when you have a guy like that, you have to be able, you know, to build around him with guys that are willing to, you know, set aside, you know, their own game in parts, not entirely, to let the star shine. You know, let that guy carry you. And, you know, I always think, because I'm a Purdue guy, you know, my frame of reference is Glenn Robinson, you know, who's going to be the number one pick in the draft. And we all knew it back then. And he couldn't come out even after freshman year. But, you know, you had to put guys around him that would allow him to do his thing and yet still do enough on their own so that you could be really successful. And, you know, his senior year, his last year, I should say, he got Purdue to the Elite Eight and then kind of injured his back between games and wasn't quite the same in the regional championship. But, yeah, that's you know, you can be very successful with one guy. But BYU, I'm sure, they've got more than one guy. But, you know, that's the guy that's going to carry them, you know, as far as they can go.
Yeah, not to make it all about me, Jerry, but that game against Duke cost me $20. It was a bet on Purdue, and that 31 years ago, 32 years ago. Speaking of turnarounds, though, Louisville basketball, they got Kentucky tonight. 2 years ago, they were at rock bottom. Things were not going well with Kenny Payne and the Cardinals program. Pat Kelsey comes in, and in 1 year, gets them back into relevance, the big dance. Now they're one of the top teams in the country. Why are they so good so quickly under Pat Kelsey?
Because he brought in a bunch of players that can play and that, you know, can play together. Now, that's obviously when you overhaul a roster like that, the play together part gets better as the season goes on. But that's the nature of college sports now. And it's easier to do it in basketball when you've got, you know, 12, 13-man rosters. You know, you can overhaul an entire roster, and we see coaches do that. You know, every year, it's like, well, you know, we're going to bring in 10 new guys because we can. You know, we've got the money to do it, and just go out and, you know, build your roster that year. And, heck, we even saw Indiana football do that. Football, you know, which is a huge roster. But they brought in Kurt Cignetti, and they had a top-5 team his first year from a team that didn't win 5 games. You know, now they're a top-5 team. So that's just the nature of college sports now. You know, if you go out and you can go out and spend the money and get guys, now, you know, you got to get them to play together. You have to eventually develop chemistry, which doesn't always happen overnight. But, you know, if you've got enough talent, you can find a way.
Hey, Jer, in today's college football, how is, like, if good chance maybe Maryland's job opens up, how is the Maryland football job perceived nationally?
You know, I would think that that's a challenge. That job, it really is going to depend on how much Maryland wants to invest in a program that can win. And when you've got a team in your league that did it overnight, the way Indiana did, it's hard to just sit there and say it can't be done. Although I think Indiana is more of an aberration than normal for football, at least, but. You know, it's the Maryland job, the perception of the Maryland job is going to depend entirely on how much Maryland wants to invest in it. If they want to invest what it takes to win, you'll be able to attract a good coach. If they are happy being, you know, a bowl eligible team most years, if that's what they think Maryland football can be and that's what they can support, then you'll get that kind of a coach, you know, who can do that. But it really, it's going to depend on what they're willing to invest. But you're coming into the Big Ten, where you're always dealing with Ohio State, and Michigan and USC. And, you know, there's a lot of big name, well-established programs in this league. And now Indiana is throwing itself into the ring there. So it's a very competitive situation in the Big Ten. So you have to really commit to it. Big Ten jobs are attractive generally, but as Maryland, in terms of how attractive that job is going to be, is how much they want to invest.
Hey, Jared, is there, with all the great jobs that are open, is there enough good candidates to go around?
Well, that's interesting. Well, there probably are. There's probably good candidates that we don't necessarily know about because there's someone's offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, and you're not really thinking about those guys. But there are certainly enough good coaches in college football to fill the jobs with good coaches. It's a matter of finding them.
Now, Jared, how about the Notre Dame at Pitt on Saturday? Big game. A lot of the teams that'll be watching TV tonight for the playoff system, they're going to be cheering hard for Pitt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have to say, I was surprised to see Pitt in the top 25 because they really haven't beaten anybody. In fact, even didn't really have much of a strength of schedule to hang their hat on, but there they were. You know, they're having a good year. It's kind of under the radar, and in part it's under the radar because they don't have a win like they could possibly get on Saturday when they play Notre Dame. That would certainly get everybody's attention about Pitt football this year. It's hard for me to say that I think Pitt can win. Notre Dame is pretty good, probably better than they're given credit for because they don't have that big win yet this year. They played a couple of good teams. They beat USC, and that's a nice win. They beat them at home. But this would actually probably be their best win away from home so far this year, which kind of tells you a little bit about their schedule. So it's a big game for Notre Dame because this is a team that's going to be in the rankings when they play them. And, you know, they need wins like that to almost validate their place in the top 10.
Jerry Palm joining us, palmbrackets.com. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. It's Vinny and Haney turning up Tuesday. Jerry, last thing for you, getting back to the coaches, and in Big Ten in particular, Penn State, they're going to need a coach. I guess Matt Rhule's off the table. And James Franklin, their former coach, where do you think he winds up when it's all said and done?
My guess is that he'll end up in maybe one of the non-power conferences or at a program that's really struggled to find its footing in one of the power conferences. He'll end up with a job that I think will be a pretty decent job, but it's going to be a job that needs work. And, you know, he's just come from a job that really, you know, doesn't need a lot of work because there's a lot of support around it. But he'll get a job that's going to require a little bit more work, and he'll probably find it to be a bit rejuvenating.
Jerry, tell everybody about palmbrackets.com. I notice no Maryland in the college football or basketball rankings for you right now.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm about an hour from publishing my projected top 25 for tonight. Not a big shakeup because most of the top teams won. Once you get to the Texas Tech BYU was the most notable result last week. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of big games this week either, but those are going to come. The schedules are backloaded for some of these teams. I have my preseason bracket projection still up for college basketball. I probably won't do another bracket until end of November, early December, like when some of these teams can get their get some games under their belt.
Jerry Palm, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jer.
All right, thank you.
There's Jerry Palm, everybody. We'll come back, say hi to Nolan McGraw, then say bye to Nolan McGraw as we make way for Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow's Woman Crush Wednesday. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' victory over the Vikings, and Ravens back in practice, too. So we'll have fresh Harbs for you. Change there. We talked yesterday, Dable's out in New York with the Giants in the National Football League. However, Joe Shane's staying. So the GM stays, the coach is gone.
Well, I think probably the Jackson Dart. But when you watch that video of everything of their draft, Bob, when they showed it, Dable's the one that wanted Dart. This my guy. I want this guy. And Shane was like, well, You're going to have your guy. I mean, he made a point to say your, in case, you know, if he was bad, that was your guy, sure. Brian, not my guy. And, you know, I mean.
Isn't Shane the one last year, though, said about Barkley resigning him? Said, what's he going to rush for 2,000 yards or something?
Yeah.
And yeah, kind of. And win a Super Bowl.
I'd have fired
Bowman. But Joe Shane, he sticks around. Ravens are back in practice tomorrow as they get ready for the Cleveland Browns. As right now, 8.5-point favorites. It's a divisional game. Cleveland's always tough to navigate for the Ravens. Really good Ravens teams have lost in Cleveland before. So we'll see what this one's got going on. Winners of three in a row. And is Marlon Humphrey going to miss a game? How long is Bateman going to be out with a high ankle sprain? So just when they seem to be getting it together a little bit, injuries have cropped up. And the O-line, Vinny, your favorite part of the team, they are still bad.
Yeah, they are. They are. The right guard, left guard, right tackle, bad. You know, and Bob, the thing about this game is going to be extremely windy. So that's going to play a factor. And the defense has got to get turnovers, you know, and do that. Because for the offense, I'm guessing, Bob, it's going to be difficult early for the offense against, because the defense is going to be jacked up at home and all that. And last time they played, I mean, they didn't get rocking and rolling
until the third quarter.
Right.
Late in the third quarter.
Yeah, so it's not going to be easy for the offense early.
The Ravens trying to get back to .500 since the first time they were 1-1. Way back when. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before Inside Access takes over at 2?
No, just subscribe to 105.7 The Fan on YouTube. Go do it.
When are you going to get a camera shoved in your face?
The
When's
people,
that
I tell you what, the live chat's already asking for it. I said we had one set up. It got one look at my face and it broke.
Nah,
I don't know what to tell
they
you.
They want to stare at my dumb ass. They'll certainly want to see you and that the facial hair.
Oh,
Nolan,
yeah.
Man, he grows a beard. I'd have to not shave for like five. I'd have to be on a deserted island for 5 years to grow something like that, preferably with Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah. Now, my son Vincent, he probably could have grown a beard at 17 or 18, probably like you, Nolan. You know, he's got a beard all the time.
That started early.
But, I mean, I had nothing.
Us Irish Catholics, man, don't happen that way.
Yeah.
I had
probably,
two chest hairs. They both turned gray.
Probably about age 10 with the first mustache. No, I'm kidding.
All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, we'll start with the Marlon Humphrey news. Should he get the surgery or should he not? This texter here says, absolutely he should. This team can handle the Browns and Jets without him just fine. And honestly, if they can't, they aren't deserving of a playoff spot anyway.
Well, when you look at the receiving core that they'll be facing the next couple weeks, you know, I mean, it's not one of the best receiving cores that they're going to face over the next couple weeks.
Garrett Wilson's out for the Jets.
Yeah, and quarterback-wise, it's not the best. I mean, the Jets threw 12 passes last week, you know, and the Jets lose that game easily if Cleveland special teams made a couple tackles.
Let's see, this one here, talking about Keaton Mitchell's usage, texter says, why does Harbaugh think that Mitchell's snaps come at a cost for Derrick Henry? Mitchell should be getting all of Justice Hill's snaps. Henry can still have his usual workload, maybe three less carries at worst. Also, Harbaugh is the reason Mitchell was riding the bench for 5 weeks in the first place. You wanted to get him involved? Look in the mirror.
Yeah, that's a good point, but if I'm not mistaken, Bob, did Justice Hill carry the ball running? I don't know if he caught a pass.
Touchdown.
Oh, that was, the one. Yeah, that was his one carry.
Yeah, let's see here. Box score. Yep, just the one carry.
Yeah.
Moving over to Maryland. Start with football. Chris, resident Penn State fan, he's in misery as well. Asking, who's more likely to become bowl eligible, Maryland or Penn State at this point?
Neither.
Three. This is their Maryland, worst kid in a while. Hey, at least they showed up for Indiana.
Yeah, they did.
And the Hoosiers needed a miraculous throw and a drive to win that game.
The Terps lost 55-10, was it?
Yeah. And Penn State, I mean, they could be playing the 105.7 The Fan All-Stars, have 100,000 people in the stadium. Maryland would need to put two stadiums together to get 100,000 people.
And one last one here, this one basketball related. Texter says, I hope the Terps can grow as the season moves on. But it is nice to see some actual competition in non-conference games. Georgetown, Gonzaga, Marquette. That should be the minimum every year, especially when you play in a conference as tough as the Big Ten. Got to get these kids ready.
Yeah, no doubt. Get your non-conference rolling. Helps your resume for the NCAA tournament as well. UNLV's in there. I mean, it's not Tark the Shark UNLV, but I think UNLV, same tournament they're playing Gonzaga in,
right?
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like about that. Players' Era Tournament is what it's called. The tip-off for that UNLV game on a Monday night, midnight.
Whoa!
9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern.
What's the date?
That's Monday the 24th.
Of?
November. It's coming up here soon. And they play Gonzaga the next night.
Do I have
Thanksgiving almost, didn't it? Oh, that's
the
Monday,
week of
Thanksgiving.
Any sick days?
The Gonzaga game on Tuesday
maybe
is
maybe you need
a,
to go to the dentist, Bob.
I got no teeth left. There's nothing left to pull. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll be back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' victory over Minnesota. We'll talk about Maryland's game tonight against Alcorn and all the sports news that happens over the next few hours. Inside Access coming up in about 5 minutes. And then it's Maryland Hoops, 7 o'clock tip against the Alcorn State Ball Club. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Class dismissed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.